This podcast was created on Messy. Create your own show today at messy.fm.
Hello, Orlando City fans. This is your host, Gavin Rushnell, and welcome back to the OC Lions Blog Podcast, a fan's perspective of Orlando City Soccer Club. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at OC Lions Blog, and my website is www.oclionsblog.com. Today starts a new schedule for this podcast. I am going to be making this a daily podcast every day throughout the week. For the next 3 weeks, I'm going to be posting a podcast. So the schedule today, Sunday, September 22nd, not August, September 22nd, review. We're going to be reviewing the Houston game. Tomorrow, Monday, first half rewatch. I'm going to be rewatching the game and giving y'all my thoughts. Second half rewatch on Tuesday. On Wednesday, I'm going to be doing Orlando Rewind, so we're going to be looking back on some Orlando history. Thursday, going to be going around the league. I'll be talking about all the MLS games that happened Wednesday night, and I'll be talking about the weekend games as well. Friday, Orlando's weekly review, going to be just talking about what happened over the past week in Orlando in terms of news, and that can also cover Orlando City, the first team, OCB, or the Pride. Saturday, tactics session. Can we talk in tactics? And then Sunday, we have a game. So I'll be doing the FC Cincinnati preview Sunday morning. Without further ado, though, guys, right now I'm going to be doing the Houston preview. We did lose 2-1, and our playoff chances have gone from tiny to minuscule to almost none. It was just a rough game. 2-1 loss on the road, you know, against one of the stronger teams at home. Houston are a pretty strong team at home, and they're about in the same position as we are. I think they have one more point now that they just beat us. I think they have 37 and we have 36. So they're in a similar position to we are. They started the season very strong. I remember them being top two, top three in the West for the first 8 to 9 weeks. And then they just dropped off. I think the Gold Cup had something to do with it, but they just dropped off. I mean, and now they find themselves 11th in the West, not making the playoffs. And, you know, this is a game that a lot of people not necessarily had pinned on as an easy win, but a winnable game. And we saw it was a winnable game. We had a very strong start. We had a strong start, Dwyer scoring within the first 10 minutes, and it's exactly what I was asking for. I will allude to my preview. I said in my preview on the blog, I said, start fast. I did my three keys to the game. My first key was start fast. We needed to start the game fast. We needed to come out of the blocks flying. We needed to put them on the back foot. We needed to pressure them. I didn't say we necessarily needed to score a goal. We did score a goal, so that was awesome. But we needed to come out of the blocks flying, and that's exactly what we did. Couldn't have asked for anything better. It did come off a set piece. Pereira with another assist off of a set piece. That's last two games he's had an assist off a set piece. Beautiful cross into Dwyer. And Dwyer, superb header. Very good header. Hits it across the face of goal, back post, and he is now 2 goals in 2 games for us Lions. And after the goal, we took control of the game. We took control of the game. The next 10 to 15 minutes, we had possession. We'd never really looked threatened by Houston. Houston did not look up for it. We were holding possession. We were keeping the ball. We were attacking when we wanted to. We were keeping the ball when we wanted to. We looked like the team that was going to go on and win the game. You know, a long way to go, but we looked very comfortable in the game. We even had that one shot, if you remember from Dwyer, Nani chipped the ball into him, and Dwyer had loads of space, and he put that ball on his left foot, took a shot, and forced a pretty good save from Willis. Went out for a corner. Excuse me, I'm getting off of some allergies, and I've had a sore throat all weekend, been coughing. So if you hear me clearing my throat, that is why. But yeah, great shot from Dwyer, great save from the goalkeeper, and we had control of the game. But after that initial strong spell, we clearly began to sit deeper. We sat deeper. We allowed Houston to attack a lot more. And I was okay with that. You could tell we wanted to get to halftime 1-0. It was smart game management. It was smart game management. And you know what? That's what a lot of fans have been asking for. That's something I've been asking for. We didn't have good game management early on this season, especially, you know, when you look at the Chicago game, when you look at a lot of these games where we conceded late on, it's just not good game management. Here, get to halftime 1-0. That's the plan. That's what we did. We get to halftime 1-0. I was very happy with that. Everything was looking positive. Chicago and New England both dropped points. We were halfway to getting three. All we needed was a second half performance, you know, get through these 45 minutes, and we're looking good to possibly sneak into the playoffs. Sorry. Yeah, we looked very good to sneak into the playoffs. And then the second half happened, and obviously the performance did not go as planned. I'm going to allude to my tweet after the game. I said, if you can't tell, I'm starting to lose faith in James O'Connor. Second half is where it happened, guys. And I'm sure with a lot of people it happened, but start of the second half for me was where it started happening for me. We went out in the second half and sat deep. We dared Houston, one of the stronger teams at home this season, mind you. They have a pretty good record at home. We dared them to attack us. Stupid. It's so stupid. Houston got more and more dangerous as the half wore on. We did not look comfortable. We had no out ball, and we ended up conceding 70th minute. It took, I'm doing some quick math, 25 minutes. It took them 25 minutes to get the ball in the back of the net. It is a long time, but we needed it to be 45 minutes, to be honest with you. And they got the ball in the back of the net because we just sat deep. We did not have any attacking threat whatsoever. We took Gita off, I think due to injury, and we took Pereira off because God knows why. That looked like a predetermined sub. I know a lot of people aren't happy with that sub, but it looked predetermined. It looked like James O'Connor said, okay, similar to last game, you're only getting 45 minutes this game. Okay, you're only getting 60. 60th minute rolled around, boom, Pereira's off the field. That looked predetermined. And Akindele came on for Pereira. Ascoes came on for Higuita. And they played poor. I'm just going to talk about them a little bit later. They played pretty poor, in my opinion. But yeah, they scored in the 70th minute. 10 minutes later. In terms of the goal, I'm not happy with it at all. I'm going to be honest with you guys. You know, most times I'm not happy with a goal. Even last week, I was getting really heated about the chipped goal from Rowe. But this one's poor defending all around. It starts with Sané. Sané leaves his marker for no good reason here. He comes to try and attempt to make a challenge, but Juan was already pressuring. Juan is already pressuring the player because that was the player Juan was supposed to be marking. Makes sense. Sané has a player he's supposed to be marking. Janssen's on his player. Miller's on his player. Everybody's on their player. Sané leaves his assignment to go and try and cut out a ball that he did not, you know, I know he has long legs, but he was not going to win that ball. Sané misses, and the ball bounces around for a second, and they play the ball in to Ramirez, who Sané was marking. He puts the cross in, and that's kind of where I get a little bit annoyed with Miller. 100% he was caught flat-footed. He was caught on his heels. And you can't do that against Albert Elise. He's too fast. His pace allowed for the separation, because he got pretty separated from Miller very quickly, almost in an instant. I had to watch the replay a couple times, and I was like, wow, Elise got away from Miller so quickly. And to be fair, Ramirez's cross was beautiful cross, goes perfectly under Elise's head. Miller can't get up to it, but the separation was too much, and we're all tied up. 1-1, 70th minute. And, you know, after the goal, you could tell we're in panic mode. We were in panic mode. We had no structure. Literally a minute after they scored, 71st minute, they scored in like 69 and a half minute. So 70th minute, 71st minute, they almost score again. Memo Rodriguez, fierce shot from outside the box, forces a very good save. Forces a very good save out of Brian Rowe. And then they score again 2 minutes later, 73rd minute, 3 minutes in between the goals, and it was just more bad defense. This one we were all over the place as well. It started with Juan. He dove in to attempt a cross. Manotas got the ball on the left side, and he went one-on-one versus Juan, and he faked the cross that Juan lunged for, and he left Juan there. Juan lunged because, you know, he was trying to stop the cross, and Manotas fakes it and gets around him. My problem, though, with this is Mendez. If you rewatch the goal, as I've rewatched it, Mendez is jogging back in this attack. It's a 3v3, and Mendez could have made it a 4v3 in favor of Orlando. He is jogging back. If he sprints back, he is in the exact place where Juan had to lunge in to stop that potential cross that Manotas faked. And the goal never happens because Manotas, he's not going to dribble into Mendez. He's just going to dribble it wide and look for an option behind him. He's going to pass it backwards. Instead, Mendez jogs back. Manotas takes Juan on one-on-one, beats him because Manotas is a very good player, and puts in a cross. And that's where my third issue comes in. Janssen. A lot of people have been talking about it. Elephant in the room. Janssen got called ball watching. He didn't even know Ramirez was behind him. He had no idea Ramirez was behind him. I think Janssen was quite surprised to see that ball end up in the back of the net, to be honest. But the one little caveat is I think Janssen was expecting a shot. Because if you watch, he goes to the goal line to stop a potential shot to the back post. But he had no idea Ramirez was behind him. So, you know, Manotas puts in a gorgeous, perfectly weighted ball into Ramirez. I think if Janssen sees that the player is behind him and that Ramirez has created a massive hole of separation, Janssen doesn't go to the goal line. He goes and marks his player. Instead, Ramirez gets away from Janssen and they score to make it 2-1. After the goal, we barely pressured. We were 2-1 down and we really didn't look like forcing a tie or a win. Our only really close opportunity was Dwyer, who got a shot off from a Nani through ball. And to be honest, we probably should have lost the game 3-1. Albert Elise overhitting a chip in the 89th minute, I believe. Not good. Not good at all. Overall for the game, as I was talking about earlier, this game really bothered me in terms of James O'Connor. When I was talking about how I just lost faith, not only does the result hurt, obviously, but the tactics. I mean, sitting deep hasn't worked for us all season. Philadelphia, Toronto, Chicago, New England in the U.S. Open Cup, NYCFC in the U.S. Open Cup, all scoring late. Portland scoring late in games. Minnesota, there are so many examples. Sitting deep doesn't work. And we're going to go more into that on Saturday, but that's where I'm starting to lose my patience with James O'Connor. That tactic doesn't work, and he keeps using it. So that's what I'm going to talk about on Saturday with the Tactics Sessions podcast, just the tactics of sitting deep and why they don't work for us. Let's go into some stats real quick. Shots, they had 15, we had 7. They had 6 on target, we had 3. We actually had more possession, 48% to 52%, very even. Pass accuracy was the same for both teams, 85%. We had 11 fouls. They had 9. And we had 5 corners. They had 13. So they were all over us there with the corner count. And we have been giving up a lot of corners this season. We have given up a lot of corners this season. That's just because James O'Connor has allowed them a lot, not them, but opposition in general, to have the wide areas. James O'Connor really likes to allow the other team to have the wide areas. So that's what he's doing. And that's causing many corners because they're putting crosses in and we're clearing them out. And our clearance is obviously you're going to go behind the goal for a corner. All right, guys, last leg here of the first daily podcast from me. Player ratings. I'm going to do some player ratings and then we're going to get out of here. Rowe, 7 out of 10. He did his job. He did his job well. He made some good saves. I saw someone faulting him on Twitter and I was just like, nah. For the first goal, I believe, they were like, Rowe was garbage for that first goal or whatever they said. Nah. Rowe did nothing wrong this game. He made some good saves, especially around the 30th minute in the first half. And then in the second half, he made that big save against Memo Rodriguez. Rowe was very good. 7 out of 10 for me. Juan, 5 out of 10. Sané, 5 out of 10. Janssen, I gave him a 6 out of 10 because overall I thought he was the best defender on the day. Miller, I gave him a 5 out of 10. Overall, I thought Janssen was the best defender on the day, but he also was very poor in that one instance for the second goal. Other than that, I thought Janssen was good. I thought he made some pretty good tackles, some pretty good challenges, winning the ball in the air, some good clearances. But Juan, Sané, Miller was not too happy with their performances overall. Juan was trying to affect the game in the attacking phase. It just wasn't coming off for him today, unfortunately. And he didn't really affect the game in the attacking phase at all, to be honest with you guys. Juan was pretty invisible on the attack. He made a couple good runs. He made a couple of good counterattacking attempts, but again, just didn't come off. Mendez, 4 out of 10, was not happy with his performance at all, especially in that second goal, jogging back. I thought he was jogging a lot today. He used to be a workhorse, and he's not workhorsing right now for us. It's been pretty disappointing, to be honest. And so 4 out of 10 for him, was not happy today with his performance. Higuita, 6 out of 10. Instantly, you could see when he came off, we struggled even more than we already were. Thought he had a pretty good game. Janssen, 5 out of 10. Average from Janssen. Nothing amazing. Nothing terrible. He worked his ass off like he always does. After those string of good performances at the beginning of the season, he's kind of tailed off near the end here. And it's just been putting in average 5 or 6s out of 10. Pereira, 6 out of 10. Got that beautiful assist. Other than that, was kind of invisible. I'm not going to lie, guys. He made some good passes. He made some good runs, but you can tell he's not fully fit and he doesn't really know this squad yet. He's going to need a full off season before he can produce anything close to what a lot of people are comparing him to, Yoshin Mariyotun. He needs a full off season before even attempting to come close to what Yotun has done for us. Dwyer, 7 out of 10. He got the goal. He also gets my man of the match. He was our most dangerous player going forward. He was working hard. He was doing what we've wanted him to do all season today. He wasn't bullshitting. There wasn't a lot of dives. There wasn't a lot of tomfoolery. I was happy with Dwyer's performance. He gets my man of the match today. I know I've been a big critic of his, but credit where it's due. Well done, Dwyer. Nani, 6 out of 10. Did pretty good. He helped out on defense, helped out on offense. He's getting tired though. You can see he needs an off season, and I can't wait for him to get an off season because I feel so bad. I hope we rest him against Cincinnati. I hope we rest him against Cincinnati. There's no reason for him to start that game. The season's basically over. Whether we win that game or not, we're not making the playoffs. Rest Nani these last two games. Like, give him an extended in quotes 2 weeks extra break. Like, there's no reason for him to start anymore. No reason. Similar with Sané and Janssen, who have started almost every game this season. Give him a break. Give him a break against Cincinnati, at least. Subs, Akindele and Asquez both get 3s out of 10s. They came on and were poor. I was not happy with the Akindele sub, to be quite honest with you. I thought it should have been Michel. As I said earlier, and as I was saying on Twitter, we need an out ball. We need an out ball. And we had no out ball. And Benji Michel would have provided a counterattacking threat. That causes Houston to push back a bit, to be cautious. Like, oh, this guy's really freaking fast. We need to back off. Because if we don't, we're going to be left 2v1 with Michel and Dwyer, or Michel and Nani, or Michel and Juan. And you're not beating them in a foot race. I'm sorry, you're just not. Instead, we throw Akindele on, who, God bless Akindele, he has carried us this season when we did not have Dwyer, and Dwyer was playing like shit, and Akindele was the one banging the goals in somehow. So thank you, but this was not the game for him. You know, he's known for his pressing and work rate, and that's great. He's not a winger. We needed someone to come on this field and be a winger. We needed Benji Michel. He wasn't given the opportunity. Instead, Akindele came on, which was the safe opportunity. He was the experienced player who would go on. You know he would work hard. You know he might get an opportunity to put the ball in the back of the net. That was stupid. I'm sorry. That was just stupid from James O'Connor. And then Mueller not available. James O'Connor waited until the 85th minute to throw Mueller on. And Mueller just hasn't looked himself recently at all. So, not happy with James O'Connor after this game, if you can't tell. I'm just not happy with him. It's been poor from him, in my opinion. And he's had a good season. We're going to talk about it more, obviously, in the full season recap episode. But it's been a good season, I want to say. It's just been a more consistent season, even though we've been inconsistent. I mean, we haven't won 2 games in a row all season. But it's still been consistent in the fact that good result, decent result, bad result, bad result, decent result, bad result, good result, bad result, decent result. Like, whereas last season it was good result, good result, good result, good result, good result, good result, bad result times 20. Like, there was nothing. Last season, there was absolutely nothing after those first 6 results. And that's what ended up getting Jason Christ fired. Bring James O'Connor in. He's a young coach with a team that isn't his. He's trying new things every game. This season, more stability. Definitely more stability this season. And yet, we couldn't pull ourselves over the line. We had chance after chance after chance. And in the end, we're going to finish probably 10th, maybe 9th. If we win our last 2 games, maybe 9th. We'll talk about that more on the season recap, though. That'll do it today, guys, though. I'm excited. I want to stop and just say I'm excited. I've always wanted this to be a daily podcast, and that I finally got to be able to do that. I have found some holes in my schedule where I can do a podcast, sit down and do a podcast. It usually takes me about an hour, hour and a half to do one every day, Monday through Friday. I can't wait. I really can't wait. Well, no. While the season's still going, it's Saturday through Sunday. So, yeah, not Monday through Friday. In the off season, I may or may not try doing the daily podcast. I might do one every other day, but I am going to keep podcasts coming because I do have a lot of stuff coming for the off season. But yeah, I'm very excited for this to be a daily podcast. I hope that improves interaction over here on the website and overall improves interaction as a whole on Twitter, because that's what I want. I want interaction. I want thoughts about Orlando. I want discussions about this team, about this city, about this club. That's what we want here over at OC Lions blog. And, you know, that's what I think I'll get. You know, daily podcasts are always successful. Not always, but usually successful. But I do want to say, if you have any suggestions whatsoever, for the podcast, please do not hesitate to let me know. I'm not necessarily struggling for ideas, but I want to have different ideas every single week. So it's not just the same, you know, tactic session, player spotlight, Orlando rewind every single week. We got to change it up a bit. So this week we got the first half rewatch, second half rewatch. We have the Orlando rewind. We have the around the league. Let's see, what's Friday. Saturday's the tactics session. Sunday is the Cincinnati preview. And Friday is the weekly review. That's right. Other than that, guys, though, thank you for listening. Let me know any suggestions, as I said earlier. And I will see you on the next podcast. Till next time, this has been Gavin Rushnell and Vamos Orlando.